Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Get ready for a big week on this show and all of the nonsense that rolls from the hill into your backyard and mine. You know how we roll here. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. We don't care. We're interested in the conversation because that's key. It's power to the people, right? I just had this conversation with somebody who I wish I could have on this show, and perhaps he will come on this show in the near future, but somebody pretty high up in the Republican Party, we had a brief conversation about, oh, okay, now is the lane a little bit more wide open, let's say, because of what's going on with Hillary Clinton, and there may be challengers, you know, potential challengers on that Democratic side, and let's just say that this person said to me, absolutely, one of the things that's being discussed, not that he would admit to, we have fear of Hillary. It wasn't about that. It's that, okay, now we're seeing some of that Clinton facade start to wear off, and the emails have been the capping off point. And now that there might be more viable alternatives on the Democratic side that would change the landscape. And that was part of the conversation on the Sunday flow, the pundits, the talking heads and whatnot that make up that early Sunday morning television that I call the Sunday swirl. Part of that was about, will the Democratic Party end up having some potential challenges to Hillary Clinton? But James Carville, of course, who was deep with the Clintons and helped Bill Clinton get elected, certainly the first time around, said that it would be a waste of time for any Democrat, he still believes, to challenge Hillary Clinton. And he said the same thing, that people were coming up to him and saying, now, are there more viable alternatives, or there are people that can really honestly challenge her? And one of the things that we talked about last week, in fact, Bob Ney kind of broke this up a little bit, you know, broke the story a little bit wider for us here on the show when he talked about Governor Martin O'Malley saying that he was the former, you know, the guy who formerly had mentioned before wanting to have or having some political aspirations, now kind of dipping into the pool a little bit. But Carville says he doesn't think that that there's anybody that will ultimately challenge her, and says that the former governor, Jeb Bush of Florida, would be a formidable candidate for Hillary Clinton, and that it would be a tight race. Really? Do we really think that Jeb Bush is going to be the guy for the Republicans? Because, you know, Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, has really exploded on the scene. In New Hampshire, a rousing welcome. And again, this is when it doesn't count. It counts for touchy-feely, will they vote for me? And he tested his message. And his message, because, you know, that's the whole thing. What are you tying yourself to? So how does this work for you? Growth, reform, and safety. This was like a grassroots workshop where he was in Concord. And this is the first trip to what we know is a very big state, because it's second, really, in the nation behind Iowa in nominating. So he said that, you know, he's willing to roll up his sleeves and do what he has to do. He relied on some things that he's talked about in the past, how many people who are no longer dependent on the government because they can find work. He fielded all kinds of questions about federal income tax and whether he would abolish it or not. He didn't really say for sure, said that it sounded interesting, and he emphasized smaller federal government, you know, having a smaller federal government, and emphasize cuts in other areas of the government. So how about that? And anyway, he also talked about the biggest national security threat? And what do you think the biggest national security threat is in the eyes of Scott Walker? Radical Islamic terrorism. And he says, I'm not saying full-scale boots on the ground, but I'm not taking it off the table. And he says, we need a president that has a clear mission that will do whatever it takes. And so he played to the themes that worked well and had a lot of people excited about some of those themes that he was pushing, things that Walker, especially when it comes to what he's done in Wisconsin, workers getting people to work and making it a right to work state and going up against the unions and all of that, that will absolutely be one of his pushes. Absolutely. That's going to be a heavy, heavy push. So look for Scott Walker, I think, to make some noise for the Republicans. I don't know if he shoves out Jeb Bush. At this point, it's just way too early. The heat hasn't even been turned up. I mean, let's face it, even for the Democrats or for the Republicans. But the conversation is interesting. And why are we having a conversation? Because people are tired of the same old thing. As you hear me say that, I mean, imagine a president where, whether you're a Republican, a Libertarian, an Independent, whatever crazy label, and I don't think labels are completely crazy, but whatever ideology or label you want to throw on yourself, and that's kind of where your tune lies. This is your values. This is what you see for America. Imagine if you could have more people agree that we have a great president, we have a decent president. You know, we're not kicking the tires. We're not saying, oh, we're not the Democrats who voted and saying, oh, this is not what I thought. We're not the Republicans who are furious because it's worse than we thought. We're not the millennials or the tweeners who don't like the idea of any of the people are running. It'd be just great to have a true poll that showed, man, I can't believe it, but a vast majority of us actually agree on the person who's in office. We actually can find, you know, some common ground here, even if there's criticisms and there's some ideology that doesn't completely match up. Anyway, that's my unicorn view. At some point in my life, depending on, we don't know how long we live, that I see that sometime in my lifetime, because I haven't seen it yet. And it just seems to get worse and worse and worse from the first time I could ever vote to what we have right now. By the way, big news here. There was an arrest in the Ferguson cop shootings. I mean, really, imagine the cops with the big fat targets now on their back. Outrageous what happened last week, and there's nobody that would disagree with that. It's a 20-year-old man from St. Louis arrested for the shooting of the two police officers in the protest in Ferguson after the chief of police said that he was stepping down. The guy's name is Jeffrey Williams. They picked him up late Saturday, and he gets two counts. He's charged with two counts of first-degree assault and a count of firing a weapon from a car and three counts of armed criminal activity, because that's what this heinous guy did. I mean, you know, drive-by shooting. Let me just drive up, boom, throw out some shots, and then get out of there. But there were enough people that had seen a few things. And this is a guy who was on probation for receiving stolen property. You know, he had hot stuff in his house and an outstanding warrant, and he didn't report to his probation officer for several months. So thank goodness the information the public gave led to his arrest. Bravo. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tonight, in our final segment of this hour, are you interested in filling out one of those office pools? I guarantee there is a chunk of this audience. I don't care if you're 85 or you're 15 and you're listening to America Tonight. You're going to be filling out some of these brackets because people just do it. It may be one of the biggest things that I think unites people who aren't even sports people, who are just, hey, I'll throw a couple dollars into the office pool, or my friend down the street who's doing it, or my college friends, or my son's friends, or, you know, whoever. I have a friend in Philadelphia who, I think with her own family network and then the friends after that, she probably accounts for maybe 100 of the brackets that they fill out. So, I mean, that's just how big it's become. And then there's the conversation about how much of a distraction it is for people. But regardless, March Madness is upon us. So what happened with the seedings? What happened with some of the teams? I know you're out there. I know you have pride in the Midwest for what's happened with Wisconsin, or, hey, you're listening to us in and near Kentucky, and Kentucky was just on a hot roll. They didn't lose one game all season, and they go on and, you know, win the championship, move on, get the number one seed. But anyway, we'll go a little bit deeper into that. We might have my friend RJ Bell on, so that if you're just somebody that's doing the random drive-by fill-out of the office pool, you'll have a few little tips that he can impart to you that will help you as you do it. Let's put it that way. I wish I could give some real tips to the IRS, like the three dreaded letters. Nobody wants to deal with the IRS for lots of different reasons. So how about this? And this is pretty frightening. people get confused because I think when they hear the three dreaded letters, you know, you freak out. If you get some notification or you see an email, it's all about that phishing and trying to trap you. So whether it's through the phone, through the mail, people that are trying to get hands on your dough during these times, they're pretty clever, right? They could be, you know, somewhere in Eastern Europe, wherever it is, or Russia somewhere. It always turns out to be some crazy place. Doesn't matter. They know how to do it. They know how to reel people in, sucker them in when they're not paying attention. So how about this? Apparently, there's a group, there's an IRS scam going on that has swindled some of you out of more than $15 million in the last 2 years. They call, they've got a Washington phone number, so you see it pop up, and they know your financial history. So that's how they're approaching you. Solid information. And then this is the thing, and this is when people are frightened. They say you're under investigation, you could lose your home, your freedom. I mean, now if someone says to you, you could lose your freedom, just hang up the phone. But, or worse, and that's what they say, unless you pay thousands of dollars on the spot. But it's not real. It's not the IRS. And they say right now it's the largest IRS impersonation scam ever, that they've ever seen. And it's about $15 million. That's in 2 years. And they have information. This is what's interesting. And this is what should make all of us nervous. How are they getting the information? They have information that only the IRS would know. That's what they say. But is it because we have so much information out there and you've got identity theft technology that would blow your mind? So that's how they get to the people. That's how they find the information, because they dig up their information. And they've got 366,000 cases of contact with the scammers so far. And they say it's increasing. Check this out. I mean, here's a big, fat number for you. You know how I'm about the numbers? If you have one eye open right now, you're kind of drinking a Red Bull because you're finishing up homework or your taxes, or you're putting a baby to bed, or you can't sleep, or you're just so into the show that you're not going to download it. For goodness sake, you're just going to pay attention now. So it's increasing, they say, at a rate of 10,000 to 12,000 a week. That is frightening. So think about this. If you take anything away from this show, somebody calls you, hey, I'm with the IRS, and then they start going down this thing, and they do know you can hear, and they know things about you, and you can lose your house, and you need to pay. Just hang up the phone. And you know, actually hang up the phone and call the real three dreaded letters, as much as you might hate doing that. So they think they're coming out of India this time, and it's that phishing technology. Of course. So they look like they're an IRS agent in Washington. And how do you stop these guys? You have to be more vigilant than ever, seriously. So the Federal Trade Commission goes after these kind of scammers, right, civilly. And then the Treasury Department goes into the criminal side of it. And they're looking into them. I mean, they got investigations going on. But here's one, too. They say the biggest loss that was reported, and I'm thinking, who is this person? The biggest loss that was reported was $500,000. I mean, $500,000? And check this out. And I know you'll know this name. One of the people who was victimized, you might recognize his name, Frank Garcia, NFL player, sports radio host in Charlotte, North Carolina right now. He got a call. It sounded so authentic. This is crazy. This is a radio guy. This is a jock who he leaves the radio station panicked, and then he scrambles to get the money they wanted. And, I mean, this is what he says. He said the only thing running through his head is that he's going to jail, that he's going to be on TV, handcuffs, tax evasion, and they told him you had to follow these specific steps not to be arrested, and that they, you know, they're on their way. And he drove to these stores. I mean, how crazy. Frank Garcia, Come on. He drove to these stores around Charlotte. He put $500 each into a PayPal account set up by a woman on a phone. He lost $4,000. I mean, here's the thing. You got to clear your head. You got to have a little common sense. But, you know, some of these people are saying, look, they sound so authentic and convincing that they think it's real. Another guy, and they must have really hit up the Carolinas, another guy was a pastor in North Carolina who also had got that same call that sounded so real. But here's what you got to think, peeps. IRS, go to the Rite Aid and deposit money. So this is what this pastor did. He went to the Rite Aid, a couple of streets up from him, and he signed over $16,000. $16,000. Wow. Wow. How is this? So, spread the word if you get a call, someone from Washington, no. And if you think it's legit, then you say, great, I'll call you back. Give me the 800 line. There's an 800 line for the IRS, first of all. I mean, somebody could call you theoretically for Washington, but it's not likely that's not how it happens if any of you have ever dealt with the IRS. So just, for goodness sake, hang up the phone. And it made me think about this. Have you ever been reeled in by scammers? I mean, have you ever just, I'm not accusing people of being dumb, but, you know, you're just vulnerable because they catch you at a crazy moment and you're thinking that sounds so real. And before you know it, hook, line, and sinker, baby, they have you and that's it. And I'm sure I've probably gotten... I'm sure I've gotten calls, but I'm positive I would have hung up. If it's somebody asking for money, that's your first clue. And especially if they say they're from the government and they're asking for money, oh, give us money now or you lose your house. Doubtful that the script is that way. Even if they could be really brisk, they're not going to call you up and say that. You're going to get most likely, and this is what usually happens with the IRS, if there was some kind of audit or there was some kind of problem or whatever, you would get a letter in the mail. You'd get a letter in the mail, even requesting money or whatever it is. Set up payments, do this, do whatever. That's what would be the normal procedure, not calling you up and saying, hey, can you meet me at the Rite Aid or can you deposit $500 here in PayPal, another $1,000 in here, another couple of thousand in this direction. So beware, because I think that's crazy. Crazy to me how much money, $15 million in a mere 2 years, not even a full 2 years. Odds and ends next.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Music is a world within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing and clap their hands.
I can hear them dribbling in the background.
Don't make it.
Not the IRS, not the scammers. I can hear the basketballs bouncing in the background because Selection Sunday, that means, like I said at the top of the hour, put the politics aside, although there is politics in sports, but the office pool is maybe headed your way, or the family pool, or the fishing buddies, whoever. I think almost, I'm going to be bold enough to say that more, well, I already know this to be true, more people would participate in March Madness pools than vote in this country. I think that absolutely for sure. And I think you'd be hard pressed. I don't care if you're a loner. I don't care what your age is. If you wanted to be in some kind of a pool, I don't care if you had to plunk down $2 or it was higher than that, whatever it is, you could find a pool. It is readily available in these United States, and you wouldn't have to look very far to find it. You would not have to look very far. All right, we've got, this is Odds and Ends, and just one quick update on the emails and Hillary and the whole archiving deal. I did a little digging on this, although I think everybody's digging on this, and the State Department will answer questions. Yeah, you call them up and they'll answer these kinds of questions anyway, because what are they going to do? The State Department, they automatically started preserving lots of top political people's, including the president's, emails, right? So here's the thing. So yeah, the State Department's archiving them. And I called somebody, I called our friends initially from Talk Radio News, having just been in Washington. So yeah, the State Department, you go to the State Department sometimes, so that's what they do. They archive them, right? No. It only started, they only started automatically preserving them just last month. So now this revelation pops out. So emails of presidents, emails of, you know, whoever, pick your flavor. They're not there. They're there as of February 2015, but they're not archived otherwise. So how big is that? Now think about this, and I didn't really think about it till I sort of, you have to kind of be like, a CSI investigator. And I've got a bulletin board, and you plop up the bulletin board, and you plop a few things around it, a few stories, and this is what they do. You know, this is how they tripped onto this in the New York Times. And you start looking around and seeing, well, what doesn't add up? So check this out. Clinton, when she had her news conference at the UN last week to answer all those questions about why she just used a private email address to communicate when she was the Secretary of State, she told the reporters that were there that she thought that her communications to senior department people were always archived, whether it was Obama, whether it was one of the war dudes, you know, whether it was Chuck Hagel, Secretary of Defense, whoever it was. She thought that that's what she said. She said the communications were archived. So that's a huge point. Because whatever the legal requirements are for preserving federal records, the obligations, I mean, so who's keeping the records? The archiving practices at the State Department were crappy because they weren't archiving them. And it only started a month ago. So that is just going to push the Republicans in a massive gotcha Clinton direction. Because not using the government email account and then this private server in her house with her emails and with the staff, which means they delete them. And so forget about it. There's no digging it up. Susan Brooks, the congresswoman who is one of the select committee investigating the Benghazi attack, said that you can see right now there's no way for us to know whether we have all the State Department communications that would rightly belong to all of us. It'd be public record. So to all of us, it would be out there. It would be archived. The only way to know if they have access to Clinton's stuff is her personal server. So now they are really pushing for this. They are pushing to get her to turn over the server to a third party arbiter. After doing a complete inventory, then saying that they can make a determination as to what emails should be public and what would be private. And they'd just be independent. So it would be impartial. It wouldn't be, well, that's the Republicans saying they're cherry picking them or you're pulling them out. It would just be independent. And they're saying right now, Congresswoman Brooks, who's on this committee, and they're really bird dogging it, says they've gotten less than 300 emails from the State Department. I mean, so how about that? So they were trying to update their records. The State Department asked some of their former secretaries for non-personal emails from their personal accounts that would be work-related. So all those conversations really just started when they asked for those records. And Clinton turned over about 55,000 pages. It wasn't that many emails. I mean, it was a lot of emails, but it was over 30,000 emails. And said, hey, make them public, you know, do that. But they have to review them because there could be whatever sensitive information would be in there, and certainly some of them would have that. Would have some of that that they'd have to redact, which means more time down the road. But the fact, this is the key nugget here. The emails from any senior people, they were not automatically saved until the last 30 days. And, you know, maybe they're not gone, but they're not saved. They weren't archived. Wow. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. All right, so here's a big story. This fits with odds and ends, moving out of the whole email deal, because, I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving. There's plenty of fodder there, for sure. And, you know, maybe Bush, too, was on to something. I don't send emails. I don't do emails. I don't touch emails, so I don't have to worry about emails. May find that more politicians are opting for the non-technology lifestyle. Forget the 140-character world and tweeting out information or sending emails because maybe it's just not worth it anymore. I mentioned that there was a 20-year-old that was charged in connection with shooting two cops in Ferguson, Missouri. Bravo to the people, as I said, for stepping forward, coming up with descriptions, and the witness accounts really, really, really led to that. If he didn't have that, they might not have been able to get to him as of this weekend, but they did, so, you know, how about that? And now you got the Secret Service leftovers, because last week we found that somebody who was, in fact, guarding the president, one of the many detail people who was pretty high up, had been out partying, and then they smashed through a barricade, and then it turned out they were coming back, and there was a bomb, that there was a response to a bomb. So you've got these inebriated Secret Service agents who smash into the big orange barrels at the White House in a government car, and then they interrupt an active threat of a bomb. Can you imagine if that bomb had gone off or something had happened there? So now there are more details that are coming out about what happened, you know, with how did this happen? And there's a string of ridiculous things, mishaps, et cetera, that we're seeing, leadership, management, whatever it is. It's not working. But the non-TMZ version of this is that the agents didn't actually interfere with this package investigation, and that a senior supervisor overruled some of the officers who wanted to conduct a sobriety test. That might not be true, because that's a big piece of the story. If you say, oh, no, you know, they smashed into a barrier, and the agent that was out there, even though he wanted to do a sobriety test, said, get out of here, because that makes a big difference. So that changes the story a bit. It changes what we heard a few days ago, that you know, they were pushed aside, didn't have to do the test or any of that kind of stuff. But, I mean, listen, once you put it out there, it's already planted in the minds of so many. And they were definitely trash. They were definitely inebriated. Clearly, they've talked about that. But there's a difference between blowing into the tube, taking a reading, and not taking a reading. So you have these fence jumpers. You have the knife, the guy with the knife who made it through the White House, and then this is the latest capper, and I guess they're obviously looking into what's going on with the Secret Service, but wow. I mean, how crazy is that? Especially when you have one crackdown, because usually when something happens, you know, you're not going to turn around a year, 2 years later and see something more horrific happened. I mean, especially taking back the car when you know, I mean, when you're just off, why would you do that? Because you didn't want anyone to know. So, but it was very, very, very risky. Very risky. And I got to finish on this note. It is a number. So Boston actually broke the seasonal snowfall record. You know how much they had? 108.6 inches. 108. They should do t-shirts. I survived 108.6. That'd be pretty funny. Hoop next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Get past me, forget past the hip man. Get on top, get on top, get on. Oh, get on the good book. Get on the good book. Get on the good book. The good book. Go down the good, let's all say out. But so please, my nose, but it's about. Go down the good, let's all say out.
All right, we're making this final couple of turns for this hour of America Tonight. If you're like a racing fan, you know what those turns are like, right? I tell you, I'm kind of digressing here because we're going to jump into college hoops, since I know even if you don't like sports, you're following it. I know you're filling out a pool. I know you are. The woman down the street from me, she's awesome. She is 87 years old, and she wants some help filling out her bracket. I'm going to help her. So Kevin Harvick, he wins at Phoenix, fourth consecutive race, won his fourth consecutive at Phoenix. You know, there's just some places, whether it's in a fast car or whether you're taking them on a field somewhere, that you just, it's your lucky, it's like your lucky shamrock. And I think for Harvick, that's it for him in Phoenix. But he's a sports fan, and I guarantee he's going to fill out a pool somewhere with friends or who knows, people on the circuit. Not sure. That could be kind of interesting, couldn't it? So here's how it breaks down. It's called Selection Sunday. And you go all the way, the round of 64, round of 32, Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, the throw-ins. You have the Midwest, the West, the East, the South. And then, of course, boiling down to the Final Four, the finals. The number one seeds, which is great because usually you get a patsy team when you're number one seed, but it can happen. Cinderella blew out the box office this past weekend, and there are Cinderella teams in college hoops, usually not beating the first seed right out of the gate. But your top seeds are Kentucky. Congratulations to the Wildcats, already mentioned, undefeated. My team, Villanova, they played incredible down the stretch. Duke and Wisconsin, they're all the number ones. Now, as I said, Kentucky, in talking about what Kentucky's been able to do, John Calipari talked about his team, and I'm going to let you hear that, along with the head man at Gonzaga. A lot of people over the years, if you look at the history of Gonzaga, boy, they can play spoiler, no doubt, and they have a great team anyway. But listen to what these two coaches had to say.
I know a lot of people take this day for granted. We don't. The coaches don't. The players don't. The people that are close to us in the athletic department don't and understand the process. It's something really special when your name comes up.
I was good whatever they did. I have, the, my opinion, best team and the best players. Now, it doesn't mean you win. This isn't best of five, best of seven. It's one game. But as long as we're at our best, that's the most we can ask of these kids. I'll be fine.
Yeah, so there you go. And he's right about that. You listen to what he's saying, and what Calipari's talking about is, yeah. I mean, just because you're in and you're hot, although I would be hard-pressed, they're even money, Kentucky, if you believe the wise guys. I'd be really hard-pressed to really pick against them, especially in the beginning. So when you look at the teams, and, you know, you got 68 teams, it's beefed out to 68. The big question is, can anyone stop 34-0 Kentucky? I think Matt Johnson, the technical maestro, is still with us unless he ran to go get himself a soda. Matt, you fill out a couple of brackets, don't you?
I usually do. I do at least two different pools, and a lot of time I'll fill out two different brackets in each pool, so I'll end up being four different chances to win.
Yeah, and that's what you do. When you're on the fence about somebody, then if you're in a couple of different pools, you're able to do it. So do you think, like I think, you look at Kentucky, you look at their defense, I haven't been watching them all season long. I pay attention to college hoop as we get closer and watch highlights and stuff. But just in the few games I've seen, boy, I think they're going to be so tough to stop. Doesn't mean they can't be stopped, but I think that it's a good bet to think that they make it to the Final Four.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, usually that's what happens. You know, the number one seed, especially the number one overall seed, your undefeated team, I mean, they've got to be, you know, a hands-down favorite. Of course they are. And, I mean, it's hard to pick against somebody who's never lost. It really is. I would say for the other number one seeds, I haven't seen a lot of Nova basketball. I know Jay Wright's a good coach, but, I mean, because of where I live, I don't see a lot of it. I'm more of a Big Ten guy, so I've seen a lot of Wisconsin basketball. I definitely think they're beatable. Michigan State almost actually beat them in the Big Ten tournament game, title game today. I think of the number one seeds, they might be my biggest favorite to get knocked out early.
Yeah. All right, so we'll watch, obviously, because I know you're out there, and I know you're filling them out for sure. And you know, it's interesting, the Mustangs, the SMU Mustangs, got in, and, of course, our satellite facility here for America Tonight is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So people are pretty excited about that. And you think of the great Larry Brown, for whatever you think of him, he certainly over the years has coached some awesome basketball teams. And I was reading something the other day. See, I had no idea. He's turned 74. And he's the only coach, it's a great trivia question, to ever win an NBA and an NCAA title. And the NCAA title was back in the late 80s. So he's working a little magic. I mean, hey, they're in. But, you know, the Mustangs, would be to see them in the finals would be a miracle. If they were in the Final Four, that would be Cinderella plus her sister and then her friends down the street. Really, it would be. And that's the point of saying the dominance of a great team like Kentucky doesn't mean they're not beatable, but very tough to go against them. And I could make a case for a few other teams, but I certainly wouldn't be one of the play-in teams. That's, you know, absolutely, that's for sure. So the teams are seated, set, and the divisions are ready to go. And for many of you, especially, you know, hey, you know, we say this all the time, I've been everywhere looking around the country at the spots where these tournaments are held. The first round, Dayton, right? The second and third round, Charlotte, Columbus, Jacksonville, Louisville, Omaha, Pittsburgh, Portland, Seattle. Everybody gets a little hoop, right? Sweet 16, and then the Elite Eight, Syracuse, Cleveland, Houston, Los Angeles, and the Final Four this year is in Indianapolis. In Indianapolis. And that's always a hot ticket to get. It's a big party. There's a lot of excitement. And because college hoops, as John Calipari, the coach of Kentucky, said when you listened to him a few minutes ago, they don't, even though they want everything, they don't get ahead of themselves because they know anything can happen. That's the beauty, and I think that's what started the excitement over having the brackets and filling out the brackets, that really anybody could theoretically win because it's one and done. You're not playing any kind of a series. That's it. If you get knocked out by hook, crook, or poor playing, whatever it is, then you're done. It doesn't matter if it's a teeny tiny team that nobody heard of. It doesn't matter. Like Kentucky playing Manhattan Hampton. Anybody out there go to Manhattan Hampton? No, don't know much about that school, right? So, I mean, who's to say? Maybe they get lucky. Maybe some things happen, but that would be a ginormous upset if it were to occur. I mean, just huge. And what's really wild about these brackets is even some of the things that you play, because a lot of the networks have them, even if you play it for free, like I was reading something today, $20,000 for an ESPN tournament challenge, and you play for free. So if you just got lucky and not easy, can you imagine that? I'll just fill in some names. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, some obvious things. And then $20,000? That'd be pretty cool. What could you do? What would you do with $20,000? Let me go think about that.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.